From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Newly acquired Gerardo Parda belted a go-ahead solo homer in the seventh inning as the Brewers edged the Giants 4-3 in the opener of a three-game set at Miller Park last night. It was Parra's first hit in three games with his new club. Carlos Gomez added a two-run homer and drove in three. Jimmy Nelson tossed seven innings of three-run ball, and Francisco Rodriguez closed for his 33rd save. Parra also made a nice sliding catch in left field, and Jonathan Lucroy says he's going to help out.
That's a big hit by him, a big AB. And, you know, he's been in the playoffs. He was in the playoffs against us here, had some big at-bats against us past few years. So he knows what he's doing. Defensively, I mean, he made a huge play out there in left field down the line. And, you know, he's going to contribute. He's going to help us out down the road.
Brewers take on the Giants again tonight, and you can hear the game right here. Pre-game show at 6:35. The Woodchucks get back to work tonight as well, battling for that playoff spot in the Northwoods League. They play down in Mequon against Lakeshore. An off day yesterday saw some of the Woodchucks in Madison for the Major League Dream Showcase event, and Paul DeYoung, the Woodchucks' third baseman, had another big day. Two home runs and four RBIs in front of a bunch of Major League scouts. Major League Baseball will soon have a replacement for Bud Selig as commissioner. USA Today is reporting that MLB Chief Operating Officer Rob Manfred, MLB Executive Vice President of Business Tim Brosnan, and Red Sox Chairman Tom Werner are finalists. A vote is expected next week. The Badger men's basketball team will open against Alabama-Birmingham in the opening game of the Battle for Atlantis Thanksgiving weekend tournament in the Bahamas. They'll play the night of November 26th. Meanwhile, Marquette will play Georgia Tech on Thanksgiving night at the Orlando Classic in Florida. That's sports. I'm Tom King.